841 at WEOL. Let's head up to northern Wisconsin, where they've got something planned for this winter. They've been doing it for quite a number of years. It's nicknamed the Berkey. It's the Birkebeiner Ski Foundation has this event, and we've got their executive director, Ben Popp, on the line. Good morning, Ben. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
We are great to have you on the line this morning from, where are you at, northern Wisconsin? How's the weather out there?
Northern Wisconsin. It just keeps snowing up here in the Northwest.
Well, if you're in the snow, you have to figure out what to do in the snow. One of the things you've been doing for a number of years is that what they nicknamed the Berkey, the Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, has put this together. Take us back to the beginning of this event that's really blossomed into something that's really an economic driver in your area.
Well, I mean, it's pretty darn amazing to think. Actually, it started back in 1206 when they actually rescued this prince in Norway. And then this event was created by a man named Tony Wise back in 1973. He was a World War II tank veteran, came back to northern Wisconsin and said, gosh, I'm going to put on a ski race. And 35 brave souls did it. It's 35 miles across country skiing through the Northwoods of Wisconsin. And now it's blossomed into almost 13,000 skiers come the last week in February to our little town in northern Wisconsin, another 40,000 spectators. And it's a huge economic driver. Obviously, people are here for the event and the weekend, but also come then all winter long to practice skiing, to try it. And it really drives our economy here in northern Wisconsin.
Is there a lot of good cross-country skiers in Wisconsin?
You know, I tell you, in a year like this, you know, we have just so much snow, which has been really a blessing for us, of course, because it really drives recreation and tourism here. And so it ends up that you know, we have lots of cross-country skiing here in Wisconsin. And, you know, an event like the Birkebeiner, it's interesting that we get people from all 50 states, as well as 23, 24, 25 countries from around the world. So it's always fun to see folks flowing up from Florida to Hawaii to New Mexico saying, hey, I'm here to go cross-country skiing. It's always interesting.
You have something called a citizen skier. What are those folks? Are those just like the weekend warrior type of attitude?
Exactly, of course, right? You know, you have professional skiers that come, and that's their thing. They love doing it to make money. It's their job. But then, you know, the citizen skiers are the you and I's of the world that we love putting them on in the weekend, going out with our family, having a good time. And, excuse me, there's even folks that will show up and do what we call the cold turkey Berkey, meaning for the very first time, they'll throw on a pair of skis once a year and get out there with this bigger community of skiers and just enjoy time out on the trail. And, of course, it's a challenge. I mean, again, skiing 35 miles is no small effort. And on the flip side, doing it with another 10 or 11,000 people is just an experience that is really second to none that, honestly, if you ask somebody that's done it, it really inspires and is pretty darn fun, actually.
Now, they have people that probably have sort of professional gear. Other people, I look like they're dressed in costumes. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really, again, it really is just a celebration of being outside, having fun in the winter. And so there are, again, people all dressed up in race suits, if you will. They're going to go as fast as they possibly can. Then there's people that are dressed up in their dinosaur costumes or their old wool knickers, or they're going to dress up to be the warriors. And as I had mentioned earlier, this event was actually based on a true story that in 1206, The prince of Norway, the king of Norway, was under siege, and the prince was saved by these two skiers, the Birkebeiners, that rescued him and saved him, and they skied about 35 miles to save him. And so there are still people today, as they're doing the event, they get all dressed up to pay homage to those warriors, if you will. And so really, again, it's a ton of fun, and at the end of the day, when you get to downtown Hayward, you have to make sure that you grab yourself a good Wisconsin bratwurst and a cold beer and celebrate what you just accomplished.
Now, is this a small town that is quiet for most of the year, but then all of a sudden they gear up for this big race and they have to welcome the world?
You know, that's really absolutely the case. And, you know, certainly in northern Wisconsin, tourism is a strong driver of our economy, whether it's, you know, snowmobiling, cross-country skiing in the winter or in the summer, certainly the lakes and the like. But, you know, there's a two-lane road into town. There's 2,000 people on the population sign, 14,000 people total in our whole county. So now you're going to bring in nearly 50,000 people, every hotel, resort, Airbnb for 50 to 100 miles in circumference is full. And so you can imagine what that's like and the temporary infrastructure at a minimum that it takes to really put an event like this on and host the world. Because at the end of the day, I think that's really what the community would like to do and tries to do is hey, come on to Northern Wisconsin. We will look forward to hosting you and having a great time.
Do you have different scale races for, like, youngsters, kids, small kids, families, that type of thing?
Yeah, you know, of course not everybody wants to come and ski 35 miles. And so it really is a celebration of everybody coming and having a good time. Youth events for as young as 2 years old, these little two-year-olds on skis is pretty amazing. Nearly 1,000 little kids under the age of 10 out skiing, and I think they're actually more interested in the cookies and hot chocolate when they're done. But nevertheless, they're out on skis. The sit ski event, the Paraburkey, is amazing. You know, skiing is hard enough as it is, then not to mention if you're wheelchair bound or have to do it in a sit ski, unbelievably inspiring. A giant ski, which is putting six people on one pair of skis, always entertaining. It's like, you know, a gunny sack race, if you will, times six. Add a little ice and the like to it. And then there's shorter events throughout. Again, not everybody wanting to do the full Birkebeiner, but maybe it's that you want to do half or a quarter of it. And so really the idea of creating events for everybody, because at the end of the day, we all want to do something a little different in the beautiful winter.
Well, you got to maintain the course. You have a group of folks that are involved in this. Tell me, as executive director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, what are your responsibilities and what's the goal of your organization?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it really is this amazing infrastructure network of trails, over 100 kilometers, or 60-plus miles of trails that are almost exclusively on county properties, a couple different counties that it spans, Bayfield County, Sawyer County. So our organization, it's really hard, obviously, to maintain that year-round. You can use them as hiking trails in the summer, ski trails in the winter. So our organization takes pride in maintaining that, really creating an amazing opportunity for people to come up again and ski any weekend that they want. But then not only that, but it's also creating the programming around that trail. So, you know, new families, people that want to try it for the first time, just getting out and being active, being healthy, that's really, as an organization, what we aim to do. And, you know, Northern Wisconsin is the perfect setting for it. Not only, again, having trails like this to enable it, but then obviously a really big community of people welcoming, saying, come on up. It's an awesome place to do it, and certainly keeps us busy on the week.
Do you have a mascot at all? A lot of these events have something like that. I'm just curious.
Yeah, of course. You know, this Birkebeiner warrior that I was speaking of earlier is really our mascot. So imagine these warriors from the early days of Norway, wear birch bark around their legs, and do like birch bark around their legs. Well, that's how they actually protected themselves from those sharper, crusty snow. And so if you can imagine these fearsome warriors, because that really is this warrior spirit, again, going out, having fun, but also really testing yourself. And so we are the Birkebeiners.
Wow. Hey, any advice for us in Northern Ohio, how we can still enjoy the winter? Sometimes some folks like to shut themselves in, but what's the good advice about really sort of remaining active at this time?
Well, and I think you just hit it exactly on your head. What we've really discovered here is you can either lock yourself inside, it snows, it's cold, but really embracing getting out and having fun in it, that's really the key, that ultimately going out for a walk, a snowshoe, a ski, just being outside really is invigorating. And gosh, sometimes it can be hard to get out the door, get that jacket on, put on the boots. But at the end of the day, when you get back in, you feel great, and it's just super rewarding. So I would challenge everybody, get outside, have fun, even when it's cold and snowy, and you'll feel great at the end of it.
I know we have a lot of great metro parks in our area where they're a lot of fun. And once you're out there, you get to see some of that wildlife, which is sort of inspiring to know you're not alone out in that winter weather, right?
That's right. There's plenty of eyes out there watching as you go. And it is. I mean, the park systems can be just a fantastic way to experience winter, above, along these Great Lakes. And ultimately, it really provides an experience that I think we're really fortunate to have from around the world, honestly.
Great. Ben Popp, executive director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. You can go to birkie.com to find out more. That's B-I-R-K-I-E. Ben, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting us excited.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. We love seeing you in the Northwoods soon.
Thanks.